First Chronicles chapter 26. As for the divisions of the gatekeepers, of the Korahites, Meshelemiah, son of Kore, of the sons of Asaph, Meshelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebadiah the third, Jothniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, Eliohenai the seventh, Obed-Edom had sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sekar the fourth, Nathanael the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Peuelathai the eighth, for God blessed him. Also to his son Shemaiah sons were born who exercised authority in their ancestral houses, for they were men of great ability. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzebad, whose brothers were able men, Elihu and Shemachiah. All these, sons of Obed-Edom, with their sons and brothers, were able men qualified for the service, 62 of Obed-Edom. Meshelemiah had sons and brothers, able men, 18. Hosa, of the sons of Merari, had sons. Shimri the chief, for though he was not the firstborn, his father made him chief. Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth, all the sons and brothers of Hosa, total 13. These divisions of the gatekeepers, corresponding to their leaders, had duties, just as their kindred did, ministering in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots by ancestral houses, small and great alike, for their gates. The lot for the east fell to Shelemiah. They cast lots also for his son Zechariah, a prudent counselor, and his lot came out for the north. Obed-Edom's came out for the south, and to his sons was allotted the storehouse. For Shupim and Hosa it came out for the west, at the gate of Shaliketh on the ascending road. Guard corresponded to guard. On the east there were 6 Levites each day, on the north 4 each day, on the south 4 each day, as well as 2 and 2 at the storehouse, and for the colonnade on the west there were 4 at the road and 2 at the colonnade. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers among the Korahites and the sons of Merari. And of the Levites, Ahijah had charge of the treasuries of the house of God, and the treasuries of the dedicated gifts. The sons of Ladan, the sons of Gershonites belonging to Ladan, the heads of families belonging to Ladan the Gershonite, Jehieli. The sons of Jehieli, Zetham and his brother Joel, were in charge of the treasuries of the house of the Lord. Of the Amramites, the Isharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzielites, Shebuel, son of Gershom, son of Moses, was chief officer in charge of the treasuries. His brothers, from Eleazar, were his son Rehabiah, his son Jeshaiah, his son Joram, his son Zichri, and his son Shelemoth. This Shelemoth and his brothers were in charge of all the treasuries of the dedicated gifts that King David, and the heads of families, and the officers of the thousands and the hundreds, and the commanders of the army had dedicated. From booty won in battles they dedicated gifts for the maintenance of the house of the Lord. Also all that Samuel the seer, and Saul son of Kish, and Abner son of Ner, and Joab son of Zeruiah had dedicated, all dedicated gifts were in the care of Shelemoth and his brothers. Of the Isharites, Kenaniah and his sons were appointed to outside duties for Israel as officers and judges. Of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brothers, 1,700 men of ability, had the oversight of Israel west of the Jordan for all the work of the Lord and for the service of the king. Of the Hebronites, Jerijah was chief of the Hebronites. In the 40th year of David's reign, search was made of whatever genealogy or family, and men of great ability among them were found at Jazer in Gilead. King David appointed him and his brothers, 2,700 men of ability, heads of families, to have the oversight of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites, for everything pertaining to God, and for the affairs of the king. First Chronicles chapter 27. This is the list of the people of Israel, the heads of families, the commanders of the thousands and the hundreds, and their officers who served the king in all matters concerning the divisions that came and went, month after month throughout the year, each division numbering 24,000. Jashobeam, son of Zabdiel, was in charge of the first division in the first month. In his division were 24,000. He was a descendant of Perez, and was chief of all the commanders of the army for the first month. Dodai, the Ahohite, was in charge of the division of the second month. Mikloth was the chief officer of his division. In his division were 24,000. The third commander for the third month was Benaiah, son of the priest Jehoiada, as chief. In his division were 24,000. This is the Benaiah who was a mighty man of the 30, and in command of the 30. His son Amizabad was in charge of his division. Asahel, brother of Joab, was fourth for the fourth month, and his son Zebadiah after him. In his division were 24,000. The fifth commander for the fifth month was Shamhuth the Izrahite. In his division were 24,000. Sixth for the sixth month was Ira, son of Ikesh the Tekoite. In his division were 24,000. Seventh for the seventh month was Helez the Pelonite of the Ephraimites. In his division were 24,000. Eighth for the eighth month was Shibakai the Hushathite of the Zerahites. In his division were 24,000. Ninth for the ninth month was Abiezer of Anathoth, a Benjaminite. In his division were 24,000. Tenth for the tenth month was Maharai of Netophah of the Zerahites. In his division were 24,000. Eleventh for the eleventh month was Benaiah of Pirathon of the Ephraimites. In his division were 24,000. Twelfth for the twelfth month was Heldai the Netophathite of Othniel. In his division were 24,000. Over the tribes of Israel, for the Reubenites, Eleazar son of Zichri was chief officer. For the Simeonites, Shephatiah son of Maacah. For Levi, Hashabiah son of Kemuel. For Aaron, Zadok. For Judah, Elihu, one of David's brothers. For Issachar, Omri son of Michael. For Zebulun, Ishmaiah son of Obadiah. For Naphtali, Jeremoth son of Azrael. For the Ephraimites, Hoshea son of Azaziah. For the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel son of Pedaiah. For the half-tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Edo son of Zechariah. For Benjamin, Jeasiel son of Abner. For Dan, Azarel son of Jeroham. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. David did not count those below 20 years of age, for the Lord had promised to make Israel as numerous as the stars of heaven. Joab, son of Zeruiah, began to count them, but did not finish. Yet wrath came upon Israel for this, and the number was not entered into the account of the annals of King David. Over the king's treasuries was Azmaveth, son of Adiel. Over the treasuries in the country, in the cities, in the villages, and in the towers, was Jonathan, son of Uzziah. Over those who did the work of the field, tilling the soil, was Ezrai, son of Chelub. Over the vineyards was Shimei the Ramathite. Over the produce of the vineyards for the wine-sellers was Zabdi the Shifmite. Over the olive and sycamore trees in the Shephelah was Baal-Hanan the Gederite. Over the stores of oil was Joash. Over the herds that pastured in Sharon was Shitrai the Sharonite. Over the herds in the valleys was Shaphat son of Adlai. Over the camels was Obil the Ishmaelite. Over the donkeys was Jediah the Meronothite. Over the flocks was Jaziz the Hagrite. All these were stewards of King David's property. Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, being a man of understanding and a scribe. Jehiel, son of Hachmonai, attended the king's sons. Ahithophel was the king's counselor, and Hushai the Archite was the king's friend. After Ahithophel came Jehoiada son of Benaiah, and Abiathar. Joab was commander of the king's army. 1 Chronicles chapter 28. David assembled at Jerusalem all the officials of Israel, the officials of the tribes, the officers of the divisions that served the king, the commanders of the thousands, the commanders of the hundreds, the stewards of all the property and cattle of the king and his sons, together with the palace officials, the mighty warriors, and all the warriors. Then King David rose to his feet and said, "Hear me, my brothers and my people. I had planned to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord, for the footstool of our God, and I made preparations for building. But God said to me, 'You shall not build a house for my name, for you are a warrior and have shed blood.' Yet the Lord God of Israel chose me from all my ancestral house to be king over Israel forever. For he chose Judah as leader, and in the house of Judah my father's house, and among my father's sons, He took delight in making me king over all Israel. And of all my sons, for the Lord has given me many, he has chosen my son Solomon to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. He said to me, It is your son Solomon who shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be a son to me, and I will be a father to him. I will establish his kingdom forever if he continues resolute in keeping my commandments and my ordinances, as he is today. Now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the assembly of the Lord, and in the hearing of our God, observe and search out all the commandments of the Lord your God, that you may possess this good land, and leave it for an inheritance to your children after you forever. And you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father, and serve him with single mind and willing heart. For the Lord searches every mind, and understands every plan and thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will abandon you forever. Take heed now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house as the sanctuary. Be strong and act. Then David gave his son Solomon the plan of the vestibule of the temple, and of its houses, its treasuries, its upper rooms, and its inner chambers, and of the room for the mercy seat, and the plan of all that he had in mind, for the courts of the house of the Lord, all the surrounding chambers, the treasuries of the house of God, and the treasuries for dedicated gifts, for the divisions of the priests and of the Levites, and all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, for all the vessels for the service in the house of the Lord, the weight of gold for all golden vessels for each service, the weight of silver vessels for each service, the weight of the golden lampstands and their lamps, the weight of gold for each lampstand and its lamps, the weight of silver for a lampstand and its lamps, according to the use of each in the service, the weight of gold for each table, for the rows of bread, the silver for the silver tables, and pure gold for the forks, the basins, and the cups, for the golden bowls and the weight of each, for the silver bowls and the weight of each, for the altar of incense made of refined gold and its weight, also his plan for the golden chariot of the cherubim that spread their wings and covered the ark of the covenant of the Lord. All this, in writing at the Lord's direction, he made clear to me, the plan of all the works. David said further to his son Solomon, Be strong and of good courage, and act. Do not be afraid or dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the house of the Lord is finished. Here are the divisions of the priests and the Levites for all the service of the house of God, and with you in all the work will be every volunteer who has skill for any kind of service. Also the officers and all the people will be holy at your command.